This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One day away, tomorrow afternoon, 1:08 p.m., your Cleveland Guardians hosting the Detroit Tigers. Audio courtesy of Bally's. Good morning, Tone.
Good morning, Kenny.
It's a wonderful day, even though I got people in my mentions and they're mad. No, they're mad. No, damn it, they're mad. Terry Francona taking over as manager of the Reds.
How could you be mad at a time like this?
Oh, there's people who are upset.
I can't imagine waking up today and feeling mad.
I don't think they make any sense. Dr. Todd, Warren Todd on Twitter. I don't know if he's an actual doctor. There's a lot of numbers. I imagine not, but maybe he is. Says, other than the fact that he said he didn't see himself managing again. Yeah, zero surprise. Crazy how healthy a 65-year-old can get in 1 year. Gee, I'm sure it didn't have anything to do with small payrolls. He's taking over as manager of the Reds. Who have, and I just wanted to make sure, they were behind us in payroll. Not by too terribly much, but were behind us in payroll, yes.
I can't fathom.
Courtesy of Spotrac, maybe other websites are different.
I understand that website that individual reached out to you on is a website that breeds mad.
And the reactions to it on that website are brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers,
as Cleveland's always.
Premier jewelry store, 603 and 49 seconds for those scoring at home.
I understand that it lends itself to that kind of anger and frustration.
Jimmy Justice says he's quote-unquote pissed. Says I have a soft take about it because I said, hey, zero surprise. We said he'd probably manage again. He's going to manage again.
This is not anything to be pissed about. It would be something to be pissed about if the Guardians were in the toilet and new manager Stephen Vogt was a train wreck and clearly wasn't ready to manage a baseball team. That's when I would be mad. Can we agree on that? Like, the fact that the guy that filled in for him in many ways, and we spent the first 3 months of the year wondering, is he doing a much better job than Tito would have done? At the end of the year, we're like, all right, we've got our manager. We got our manager of the future. What an incredible first year it was.
Yeah.
Not in the realm of possibilities for me to be mad at Terry Francona. Sometimes it's just time to move on.
Should I be mad at Terry Francona? Should we be mad at Terry Francona? 216-474-0092. Tell me if you're mad why you should be mad or why we should be mad. I'm not mad. I got postseason baseball. My manager's about to be manager of the year.
We're sitting here.
I don't know.
You
got Kevin Stefanski. I don't know if coach of the year means anything to anybody anymore, but still go ahead.
We are sitting here on the of what could be the start of an amazing October magical postseason run.
Or could be a total disaster.
That
depends on if they win tomorrow.
That's always in the books. Absolutely. That's the beauty of postseason baseball. Just ask the Milwaukee Brewers after what happened last night. Ask the Houston Astros, who are already eliminated.
Good.
Like, we are sitting here getting ready for baseball. Not one iota of me was thinking about Terry Francona other than, good luck to him. He's down Cincinnati. We have an agree with them. We'll get to see him again. The battle for Ohio will be really very interesting. People are wondering if Tito was going to throw out the first pitch for the Guardians tomorrow. He is not. Was it Travis Fryman?
Yes.
Did he play for Detroit? Either way, I am excited about that. That is what I am excited about, that we have postseason baseball. We came in today. I came in on 90. Place was lit up. You could see it from Lakewood. I was like, whoa, boy. They must have the lights up. This is going to be a fun, fun weekend.
I think it's going to be a big one, obviously. I'm getting a lot of push. I'm distracted. I'm getting a lot of pushback about the whole Francona thing. I'm surprised. I didn't think I'd get this much pushback on it.
I don't understand this
at all. I got to turn my computer off. I'm getting a lot of distractions.
I'm absolutely shocked.
Like, I'm getting a lot of distractions.
Like, you guys realize when Tito was...
My bad.
When Tito couldn't manage, you know, over the with the health complications and everything, we were all like, we need to find our next manager. Like, we need to get going
here. Well, it was like parts of over the last 2 years, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So it's kind of been in the making for a while. I don't have any... somebody compared it to him taking over for the Steelers. I said, no, I don't consider... guys,
I just do not take the Reds.
Well, that, but I just do not take Cincinnati that terribly seriously. I know we had the whole Super Bowl thing where I was getting at people going, man, you guys don't want to sit there and root for them just because they're from Ohio. They don't like us. I think I'm pretty in tooth people here. I think they hate us way more than we would hate them. I don't think that much about Cincinnati, either of their two sports. I really don't. I don't sit there and make a big deal about the Bengals all the time. Maybe a little bit of the Joe Burrow stuff just to bother you, but hey, they're 1-3. They got to get their stuff figured out. We're 1-3. We got to get our stuff figured out. When it comes to the Reds, I don't know. Guys, I'm just not... I am kind of just nonplussed with the Reds. I have way more feelings towards any team in the Central Division, clearly, or any team in the American League. Like, the Reds are just a team 4 hours away to me. I got to tell you, I really just don't even, like, you can make the jokes about Cincinnati being in Kentucky. I don't consider Cincinnati a rival. I don't consider Cincinnati anything on my radar. The only reason we bring in Cincinnati during around the AFC North, I don't care. I don't care. I do not care about Cincinnati. I don't care about the Reds. I don't care about any of the history other than I'm a fan of history. Other than that, it doesn't matter to me. Paul Brown, he got fired a long time ago. Odell's dead. What's done is done. I don't like that it happened, but I'm sure there was reasons for it back then. According to Jim Brown, he was a supporter of it, but that's something that can be hashed out over time. It doesn't matter to me. I don't Reds. It wasn't like he went to the Yankees. It wasn't like he went to the Mets. It wasn't like he went to the Red
not
Sox.
Not in our division.
Dodgers, whatever. It's not like he went in our division.
Yeah. What if he went to Minnesota? How'd you feel about that?
I would feel different if he went to Minnesota. If he went to the White Sox, I'd feel different. But he's the manager. And honestly, I can't even say if I felt that different because Grady Sizemore took over. I kind of hope he does okay. The season's already a miss, so it doesn't matter. But if he were taking over like one of those teams, I'd care. I do not. It does not bother me that he's taking over the manager of the Reds. The Reds don't bother me. I don't even care about the chili. I don't care about any of it. It doesn't matter. So if it matters to you, God bless you. I do not consider the Bengals a rival. I do not consider the Reds a rival. I do not consider them in my stratosphere. I got way too many other things to worry about. I got the Tigers up the road that are coming to town tomorrow. Probably they're already in town. The Tigers series starts tomorrow, and I got the Steelers and Ravens and all that other history I have to worry about.
I think this is...
That's the way it goes.
Today is not... And honestly,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Congratulations, Tito. I don't know if I'm with the best for him because the best would be a World Series.
I don't want him to win the best. It's the Ric Flair. That. You want your buddy to do well, but you don't want your buddy doing better than you.
Yeah.
So I wish him success, like over 500 success. I don't wish him to be in the playoffs. Let's call it what it is. I don't wish him to be in the playoffs and not us. I don't want that to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody would want that.
I hope he has a nice, easy enough tenure with the Cincinnati Reds. So I hope they're over 500. And if they make the playoffs, great. I just hope it's the same time we make the postseason. Mm. That'd be great too. And then we could have the whole conversation of what it'd be like if we had to be in a World Series against Cincinnati and Terry Francona and the Cincinnati Reds. How would that go? That might be fun. If they beat us in the World Series, I'd feel a lot different. I'll give you guys that. So if they beat us in a World Series with Terry Francona, I might change my opinion on all this.
I'm just amazed too that, I mean,
we'll see where I'm at that time emotionally.
There was some theory out there during the offseason that maybe Tito wasn't necessarily on the same page any longer with members of the front office.
There was some conversation. There was a lot of conversation.
And because of that, maybe, not that he's totally pushed out, but that they came to an agreement. All right, I'm going to step away. You guys find your next guy. And we've all had a great decade here. We can all admit we've had a great decade. We've had a lot of highs. We've had, you know, a little bit of lows, but it's been
not a great experience. Yeah, not very many lows.
It's been a great experience, and you can go your way, we'll go this way.
If you're mad, do you want him back? Is that what it is? Like, if we were a 60-win baseball team right now, you're like, well, did you just leave us high and dry?
Yeah, but we found our next manager.
Yeah.
You just said it's probably going to win manager of the year.
Yeah. So, I really don't want him back. Guys, I got to tell you, I think that this team, maybe they win the division if Terry Francona's still the manager. I mean, yes. Well, he got, all of a sudden, it's a miracle. Well, you stop being on the road so much. When you're on the, truckers will tell you for crying out loud, and they are not nearly as well paid as what Terry Francona is. But let's be honest, you're on the road so often, you're struggling for time to take care of yourself. You're struggling for time to take proper care as far as exercise or eating or any of the other things, because you're so constantly on the move. That's what a baseball season is. And so he's so constantly on the move. He did have time to stay in one place. It's like, all right, let's get some gym. What do I need to do to be amatory again? And they work with 60-year-olds all the time. And he's not out there running marathons now. Wasn't like he was sandbagging it. Good on you. So be it. 216-474-0092. Paul in Parma, you're next up on the Fan. Hello, Paul.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Just a couple things. I think having Stephen Vogt be as good as he's been takes the sting out of it a bit. I think it kind of felt like, you know, last season wasn't, I'm not going to say torpedoed, but it was the Terry Francona castaway, you know, say goodbye, thanks for coming, blah, blah, blah. So I think there's an element of that that's like, oh, okay, well, you know, I thought that you had a lifetime contract here as long as you wanted it with the front office. So clearly things must have, you know, maybe just, like you guys said, just needed a change of scenery or wanted to focus on his health. But for all of us Ohio State fans, we were all happy to have health problems and then come on up to Ohio State afterwards. So, you know.
Well, I mean, if he turns Ellie De La Cruz into Roberto Clemente, then you know what? He really is that talented. And Paul, thank you very much for the call. Like, I'm not saying he's a bad manager anymore, but I don't think that this team, if Terry Francona is still the manager. I don't think we're sitting here on the cusp of, I think we're bitching about the Browns being 1-3 and lamenting about Baker Mayfield's performance last night to start off this show if Terry Francona was still manager of the Guardians. Tell me I'm wrong. You're not telling me I'm wrong because you agree with me. We're in a wild card spot.
I was hesitant to go that far with you because
I'll go that far.
I know earlier in the year we got in arguments about that, and I'm like, well, I don't want to just act like Tito was the problem and Vogt is the magical guy to fix it. Like, I just think the run need to come to an end at some point, and I thought it was a perfect time for the breakup, and that's where we're at. I don't think we would have been terrible this year with Tito or anything like that. I just think it was probably time for them to go their separate directions.
Yeah, I think he knew. I mean, he took essentially the same team to the playoffs in 2022. The pitching staff is different, obviously, right. But the core of the team is the same guys. You know, Kwan was a rookie then and now started off hot. I think he knew he was leaving whoever came in with something to build on, right?
But am I really going to be able to be a team that's taken that we could take ourselves seriously, not be taken seriously outside, but take ourselves seriously when, again, it wasn't like he was sandbagging it and taking time off on purpose just because he didn't want to be around. Like, yeah, there were health problems where he couldn't really travel. So when you can't be around all the time, and then when it was announced that he's going to be stepping away, yeah, it's kind of ass-off time with everybody. And that's why they were under 500 last year. And it kind of left us in this lurch of, okay, what's to come in the future?
I'll never say good riddance to him.
No.
But, you know, if we know that these problems could possibly rear their head again, and quite frankly, I'm happy that we won't have to be the one maybe have to pay the price on that stuff.
Being a manager is a moving target, and I think you are right about that. Like, Stephen Vogt all of a sudden could not have the magic touch in 2 years.
Right.
But I mean, he's you could be a manager into old age, as we've seen. I mean, going back all the way to Casey Stengel, you can be a manager.
Well, I felt like you had to be 60 to be a major league manager when I was a kid.
To be like a really good one. Yeah, like grizzled.
Jim Leland's been 60 since he was 25.
How old was Sparky?
Very old.
All of the years.
All of the years old. Yes. I wish him well to the point of just as long as he ain't doing better than us. They're doing better than us. Maybe I'll have a different conversation.
The biggest problem, and I think it was evident the last week of the season, the Reds knew it. They have not won that Ohio Cup in a decade. And this was a clear shot across the lines to say, hey, they're coming after the Ohio Cup.
Yep.
These four games matter the most to them on their schedule. And they went out and got the guy that they thought would hurt us the most.
Yep.
To help them win that Ohio Cup.
Now that's the only thing to it, is maybe now the Ohio Cup's a bit more personal. Maybe now they will take me seriously instead of doing the AI pictures.
No more fake t-shirts.
No more fake AI.
It's all real.
It's all real champagne in 2025.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.